Florida's education commissioner used to be an elected position as a member of the Florida cabinet. That changed in 2002 when a constitutional amendment took effect to allow the governor to appoint the commissioner. Now two Republican lawmakers are renewing the call to make the commissioner elected once again. WSS Bobby O'Brien caught up with a former elected education commissioner, Betty Castor of Tampa. She served from 1986 to 1994.
If you sit as the Commissioner of Agriculture today, guess what? You're still elected statewide. Now tell me if education isn't just as important in this state as agriculture. So I would argue strongly that when we thought we were going to take politics out of education, what we did was to lose the advocacy and the understanding and the commitment to support education.
If you have the whole cabinet sitting as the Board of Education, then you have a direct link that you can use your vote as a protest or as approval.
Absolutely. And the other thing is it's very public. When the governor and the cabinet meet, people know about it. Anyone can attend those meetings and anyone can get on the agenda. Whereas the Board of Education, appointed by the governor, is almost a secret group. People don't know who they are. They don't take advice from local school boards. And I think the key problem today is that there are no advocates for education for education policy statewide. So you have parents that want to have input, certainly teachers that want to have input, but our local boards of education, our superintendents, our chambers of commerce, everybody wants to have input, and today I think that is blocked by the fact that there is just one key operative, and the governor appoints a board of education, and they answer to the governor. And the Secretary of Education answers to the governor.
And then when you end up with a Board of Education statewide that's all appointees, there's politics in appointments.
Of course there's politics in appointments, and it has a lot to do with whether you supported the top person, in this case the governor. Did you contribute to his campaigns? That should not be the litmus test. Why aren't there teachers on the Board of Education? Why aren't there people who have been the strongest advocates? Where's that parent that came out of the PTA? I think that the state has not been served, and I don't think it's simply a partisan thing. But I'm delighted that this idea now is gaining support, even if there are not the votes in the legislature to put it on the ballot. This is going to stimulate the kind of conversation that we need about how we can change public policy.
Previously, a Democrat has tried to pass this legislation, and even some Republicans have. Do you think they might be successful this year?
I'm not sure. I have been pleasantly surprised that there is so much discussion all of a sudden. And I think it's because we have reached a crescendo, if you will, based around this testing issue. And when the Congress can reject No Child Left Behind in a bipartisan, overwhelming vote, I think it's possible to build that support at the state level.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Former Florida Education Commissioner Betty Castor speaking with WSS Bobby O'Brien.